Madam Clerk, item 13.
From the Employee Benefits Work Group, submitting an informational status report on a voluntary employee benefits association. Also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. Finance and Audit took no action on this item, but they did request a status report for later in the year.
Mr. King. Yes.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I think your previous conversation sort of highlights sort of the tone of our memo regarding the report on the Voluntary Employee Benefits Association, or the VEBA, that had been contemplated as part of the 2011 adopted budget. And the Employee Benefits Work Group has been looking at it, but right now we are, I would say, inundated with a lot of other issues that have been brought to the forefront due to the budget repair bill, and maybe to a lesser extent the budget bill. So those items are taking precedent right now, and we'd like some indulgence for some time to revisit the VEBA as we move forward, but try and prioritize the other issues that are in front of us, mainly with pension and health care issues.
Thank you. Supervisor Gerson.
I'm just trying to get clarification. Is this the piece on the IRS issue with regard to some temporary employees? Am I correct on that?
Yes, Supervisor. This type of benefit would primarily benefit those that would have a cash payout of sick payout at retirement. And what it does is it could provide a tax benefit to both the employer and the employee for the treatment of those sick payouts. As you know, the sick payout was a larger issue earlier 10 years ago with the pension the pension issue, and that the whole VEBA discussion got sidetracked by the litigation revolving around the sick payout. And then it was also further delayed regarding the Mercer pension lawsuit. So that's why at that time it wasn't pursued. Since that time, certainly the total sick payout liability has decreased considerably from that period. But it still may be something. And as I understand it, the deputy sheriffs do have for their union members a VEBA-like option, but the general employees do not.
The reason I was instrumental in asking these questions because I have a very nice gentleman who is my constituent who contacts me about every 4 months asking, where are we on this? What's the status? And at first I didn't even understand the issue and tried to get more information on it. And I thought this was just very unusual that, you know, this is one guy who kind of had caught in the crack, if you will, and we were waiting for this IRS and so on. So I did ask the question, well, how many people does this possibly affect? And I got a number of 6,000. It can affect 6,000 employees. So I became a little bit more concerned. This gentleman that I'm talking about is 85 years old and is a veteran, and he fears that he will die before he ever sees this. So I hear what you're saying, Mr. Cady. I think we're all pretty stressed, but I'm becoming concerned. You know, you have employees that are entitled to a benefit. Some of them are veterans, and it's taking an awful long time for them to get answers on this. I mean, I think he's been waiting for over 10 years. Mm-hmm.
Supervisor, it's brought to my attention that you are alluding to the OBRA issue.
That's right.
This is not the OBRA issue. That's number 20, I believe, on your agenda. So this is.
I'll save that question for that one. That's why I asked. Is this the one?
Yes, this would be someone who would be perhaps close to retirement that would be interested in this benefit and how their sick payout would be treated from a tax purposes.
Do we know how many people are affected by this one?
I don't have that number in front of me, but.
And I won't beat a dead horse when we get to item 20. But I'm finding out that there are real people behind these issues and. And I understand there's just so much going on with county government, and I'm trying not to be heavy-handed here, but, you know, they do affect real lives, and we need to get some finality to these issues.
Any other comments or questions? For the committee's notice, this is an informational piece. So if there is no further questions, then I will... Give the gavel back to the chair.
Thank you. I have a quick report.